Channel 10, we are here at CES 2008. I'm with Jason in the Life Warehouse. Jason, thanks for being on Channel 10.
Hey, thanks for coming to tour the home here.
Now tell me about this home. Where are we?
We are in the next-gen LifeWare experience, and basically it's a whole house that we built here at the Las Vegas Convention Center, which showcases LifeWare. LifeWare is a home automation solution that connects to Microsoft Media Center and allows you to control all the home automation components in your house, so light switches and thermostats, cameras, and basically anything that you can plug into electricity in the home, you can connect and control with LifeWare, and we throw that up on the TV.
Now, we are literally in a house, like a full house. This is not just half a room. Like, you guys have built a full house here at CES.
We've built three houses. We're just in one of them. So.
Wow. Now, this is the living room?
This is the living room. That's right, where we have our main entertainment experience. And that entertainment experience is being delivered through what we've developed, a Life Media Server, which is another implementation of a Windows Vista Ultimate Media Center experience. So it's designed for the entertainment environment, though. It's got all the appropriate ports on the back of it to deliver a wonderful high-definition experience with the Media Center interface. So I can take you through all the television and movies and pictures and music and everything that Media Center does. And then we also layer LifeWare on top of that. So one of the options is clicking on LifeWare and being able to control your environment.
So let's talk a little bit about the LifeWare. You've got it built into the Media Center UI, but from there I can actually, as you said before, I can control my lighting, my air conditioning. Can you run us through what we have here in this room that's controlled by that?
Sure. I mean, we have the window shades. So shades are all connected to the system, the lights, the thermostats, even the doorbell, the network cameras, the touch screens, all the different displays in the house, the audio equipment, the audio distribution equipment. Should I keep going? It's all basically everything in this room that's electronic. And we can go into LifeWare on the TV, and we can control it. But one of the nice things, too, about LifeWare is that we can have things happen based on actions or trigger of how you live your life. So, for example, if I just use Media Center, I'm not even going specifically into LifeWare, but if I use Media Center to go into my DVD library, notice how it's movie time. So the lights have just started to dim, the shades are going down. It basically, the system thinks, well, if you've navigated to the DVD page, you must be getting ready to watch a movie. I'm going to get the room ready for you. And so LifeWare recognizes that and takes us to this environment to sit back and enjoy the movie.
So not only is it home automation by adding in, you know, the lights and the air conditioning and the shades, but you're having all this stuff happen automatically based on triggers that you're actually not having to individually control.
That's correct. So you can set these things up based on the way you live your life, and really the options are somewhat limitless. So you come in the house from work from the end of the day, you disarm the security system, that turns on your lights, it plays your favorite playlist from Media Player, it adjusts the temperature to a more comfortable level, and so on and so forth. And this is all being facilitated by LifeWare. Everything that's connected to the system is really just connected over the network, and it just makes life a lot more convenient and comfortable and efficient.
Now, you have a control panel up on the wall we're going to have a look at. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's our LifePoint touch panel. So that's another product that we make that integrates with our LifeWare software. And basically, all the same things that you can connect and control from the television set, you can put on the wall if you want to. And it's a great way to just access all of your devices in one convenient location. It's also a TV as well. And look at all your network cameras. Why don't we go and take a look
at
it? Okay. So this is the LifePoint panel. This is the LifeWare interface you're seeing. If you access LifeWare from Media Center, you'd see this exact screen right here. I can go ahead and scroll. And these menu structures, they can look any way you want them to. They're completely customizable. And like I said, it's a TV. If I hit my split TV screen here, you're going to see that we have four live independent television streams. But yet there's no cable or satellite provider that's located at this wall box. It's just coming over the home network. So it's coming over the home network. It's looking at a LifeWare server back in an office, and you get all this kind of functionality. One of the nice things I like, too, is that it's got great and easy access to your network cameras. We've got some hot buttons that are behind the plastic here. So if I just touch that logo, there's a quad screen of all the four network cameras that I have here in the house. And so if someone was ringing the doorbell, for example, while I'm watching the movie, one of the things that you could configure LifeWare to do is to stop that movie and pause it and bring up the cameras. And then you can see who's there, and maybe do I want to get up and answer the door, or maybe I want to pretend I'm not home. So that's all about LifeWare. And then so all your let's take a look at something else here. Let's take a look at our weather. We've got Las Vegas weather here at the convention center. And this just interacts with NOAA Weather Service, and you can check out multiple day forecasts. And one of the things that I want to show you here is our touch capability. So when you hit a 7-day forecast, you see that nice scrolling back and forth. So very easy to use, nice implementation. for LifeWare.
Now, the interface here looks very similar to the Media Center interface on Windows Vista Ultimate or Home Premium. Mm-hmm. Is this extended technology or is this proprietary for LifeWare?
Well, this is it's not proprietary LifeWare. This is it's obviously very tight integration with the Media Center platform. LifeWare essentially runs on any Windows Vista-based device and other devices as well. So whether you this touchscreen we make, but it's running Windows XP embedded. We have LifeWare running on a small Sony Ultramobile PC. We have LifeWare running on a Media Center that we make. We have LifeWare running on HP computers in the house. So if it runs Windows, chances are it's going to run LifeWare as well. So you can access this and, you can build your own system with the products that you want.
Fantastic. And where can people go for more information on LifeWare?
They go to www.life-ware.com, and you can find out all about LifeWare and find a LifeWare certified dealer in your area.
All right, Jason, thanks very much for your time, and thanks for being on Channel 10.
Hey, thank you very much.